Right now, let's see if we can connect with Marcia. Is in Georgia. Marcia, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Well, thank you.
Good.
Glad to be here.
Tell us how we can help you.
Yeah. I have old cabinets, and they have a 3/8 inch lift door.
Right.
I thought I had done right, and I found some European hinges, put them on about 10 years ago, but they're failing. And which means I'm going to have to find something that works that I don't have to deal with it again.
Okay. All right.
And I don't know for sure what is going to be the best. I know that the old original surface hinges lasted for like 52 years before I changed them out. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I need some ideas.
Okay.
Marcia, have you replaced the European hinges that you didn't care for so much? Have you since replaced them? Or are you looking for something now?
I'm looking for something now. I want to do a one, you know, just once again and be done with it. Really.
Sure, sure. Well, you sent along a couple of pictures, which I really appreciate. And I could tell by looking at these doors what the problem might be is that hinges typically, especially European hinges, they're great because they're fully adjustable. But any door that is large and square or rectangular in the horizontal mode, which it looks like what you have here, there's a lot of pressure on those hinges, especially the horizontal doors, right? Ordinarily, when doors are rectangular, they're taller than they are wider. The photograph you sent looks like these doors are wider than they are taller. So that's a lot of pressure on these hinges. So a third hinge would help on something like that. But the surface-mounted hinges that you talked about originally would certainly be the way to go. They're easiest to install. You screw them to the back of the door. You hold the door up in place exactly where you want it. You run the screws through the mounting plate that's visible into the into the cabinet, the stiles, the vertical wooden frame. But they don't have much, if any, adjustment. So once you hang them, you know, if they're a little cockeyed, it's a little hard to straighten them out. So that would be the easiest one, easiest type of hinge, those surface low profile. They're called low profile surface mounted hinges.
Can I ask you? I've been looking at these not variable overlays, but the 3/8 inch. What are they?
They're lip
they're
for the lip cab, lip doors.
Right, and you only see the hinge.
Right.
Is something like that going to work if I put three on them?
Yes. That's the type. That's the type of hinge I was describing. They're known as low profile surface mounted hinges. Yeah.
Okay. And let me ask you one other question. On hinges, when they're self-closing versus non-self-closing, do the hinges actually break even then because they're self-closing?
Well, there's an extra part that can break. The hinges themselves don't usually break. If you're talking about the hinge itself, if it's going to break, it's going to break regardless whether it has a self-closing feature or not. And it's almost hard to buy a cabinet door that's not self-closing these days, but a self-closing that's not a self-closing hinge. But there's a little leaf spring inside that gets bent when it opens, and then when you go to close it, it bends back and it holds the door closed. So, you know, that leaf spring can break over time. But the hinge itself, if it's going to fail, as I said, hinges do fail occasionally, but it has nothing to do with the self-closing mechanism itself.
Okay. So I just have to decide whether or not I want to go self-closing or non-self-closing.
Right.
I think you'd want to go self-closing. Otherwise, then you have to install latches on everything to hold the door closed.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess part of my problem is I've already, you know, between replacing these, and I've had somebody come in and replace the European hinges, and they continue to break. So I'm kind of having a lot of putting a lot of money out in maintenance in replacements and things like that. I'm trying to stop that.
Yeah, I don't blame you on that. There's so many different options on that, but once you get those hinges, they shouldn't really be a maintenance scenario or something that breaks a lot. But I believe if you'll, you know, try some of this advice and maybe just get a couple of the hinges and try them on one door, make sure you're comfortable with that, and I'm sure that will take care of it. There's always things like that that you have to deal with, and hopefully we've been able to steer it in the right direction. Marcia, thanks for being a part of the show. Right now, it's time for our Best New Product segment brought to you by The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By now, many of you use Wi-Fi to listen to music, connect your laptops and phones to the internet, and even control your thermostats. But did you know you could grill with Wi-Fi as well? Traeger's Pro 575 Wi-Fi Pellet Grill and Smoker is fueled by 100% real wood pellets and smart technology and what's called Wi-Fire technology. Here's how it works. The Wi-Fire tech gives you the ability to monitor the food's temperature and adjust accordingly right from your smartphone. Plus, the app on your phone comes with hundreds of recipes. And this grill provides everything you need to be the neighborhood grill master. An extra grill rack, exterior storage hooks, approved to check the temperatures and all-terrain wheels to take the show on the road. For more information on this very special Traeger Pro 575 Wi-Fi pellet grill and smoker, log on to HomeDepot.com. There we go. Technology is even helping us with our grilling and smoking. You just can't go wrong. There you go.
Wi-Fi grill.
There you go.
It's a pellet grill. I've been seeing more and more of those pellet grills.
Exactly. So